You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. Welcome to my program. Number is 800-866-8883. And if you want to send a check, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. It's a little bit of advance before you heard the show, but I think I tend to forget to ask for funds after the show or within it. So let me just get that out of the way and hope that you'll enjoy and find fascinating the things I would like to share with you. But first, you need to share with me. I can sit and pontificate, and that's not good. It has a value. And I can pontificate between calls. And the number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, West Coast time. And then the magic of asking a question, why do I have cancer? Why do I have Skyberius of the Bongo? Whatever the heaven or hell it is, no, it couldn't be heaven, could it? It's always hell. And believe me, there's more in hell, in the illness and diseases, than you could possibly grasp. I am saying that 99.9% of everybody has another identity in them, not them. And it is almost impossible to see it, except when it's controlling you goes wrong and you are in deep distress, anxiety, fear, disease to the top of your head, to the bottom of your feet, all of which has to do with following ideas and thoughts from one another, yes, experts, yes, which have some modicum of understanding. As I said yesterday, and it wasn't that I said it, it's statistics, that the relationship between mistakes in medicine is equal to the mistakes, equal to the diseases of cancer and what's the other one? Diabetes. Yes. So that, in other words, if you divide them up, it's equal, roughly equal. So there's something's wrong. People are dying too quickly. There's a dog outside from next door, a wonderful dog. He never gets sick. He just runs around and chases the coyotes, whatever you call them. Coyotes, yes. I hear them outside my door every night, and he runs after them. I've known that dog for 10 years at least. I don't remember him being sick. So how comes the dog stays well, that runs around and eats a little kill once in a while, but is dutiful to its owner, which is next door, but it loves me and it goes to walk for me. Whenever I go for a walk, it goes with me to protect me. But he doesn't get sick. Animals in the wild hardly ever get sick. It's the survival of the fittest that's the sickness, if anything. And now it's the survival of the fittest as far as our spirit is concerned. I want to unravel with you what is really, really wrong with you, which can be fixed like that. Lightning. Because it only has to awaken you. It takes me a little while to use words that have destroyed you. Words like that you've picked up and think you understand the meaning of them. Like, for example, just a good example why you're in such a mess. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. Obama is the good example of just a few words. Fundamental transformation. Hooray! You stupid fools. You couldn't see behind the words that he meant down. I'm taking you down, you stupid people. That's what he's laughing in front of. And look at him. You felt so guilty, most of you. You think, well, you give him another chance. Wow. Okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here I is promise. Roy Masters.
Hello. Once again, here's my number to call me. And find something. Don't give me just, how do I help, how do I get, deal with my fiancé or something. Give me something solid that's bugging you. Give me something that nobody can cure, and they've tried. Give me something mental, emotional, or physical. I will show you 95% of it has come from you being, listen carefully, and don't roll your eyeballs back. Well, I won't use the biblical word. I'll use the modern word, hypnotic state. You're born into a culture that takes the place of who you are meant to be and who you were meant to serve. A metaphysical force is at work through the spoken word of broken and wicked and confused people. And the wicked ones enjoy confusing the confused people and making them more confused and then rising to the and if it's government, they will pay more for a confused person to confuse other people all the way down to doing unto others what was done unto us. So you come into the world where there's always cruelty, but never so bad as it is today, because everything has advanced to this point where you are stupid enough to elect Obama, and then twice in a row, and look what you've done because you couldn't see through his words. You don't want to take words as facts from experts who've got degrees in anything. You have to challenge it. You have to look at the words and watch the behavior. It's the behavior that counts. Watch. There's something about a person who has fresh air. I'm one of them. Am I not? When you listen to this program, if you're the first time listener and you get it in the middle of me, I get in the middle of saying something very important to someone who's already called in, and we're in the middle of it, and you catch what we're talking about, which is never heard of before, and you say, oh my goodness, I never heard that before. Then it becomes like, how can I say? It comes like a breath of fresh air in this stinking world, and your country is beginning to stink and rot. But you're beginning to wake up, thank goodness. Maybe I had something to do with it after 55 years being on the air, yelling and screaming at the top of my voice in the manner of speaking. My speech is not like anybody else's. I don't prepare. I got some stuff sometimes up on my computer to just get me going. And then I'll fly away from what's coming from within me, because what's within me is better than written on the screen. It just reminds me to talk about that subject. And so I've got lots of little things like that on my machine. But what the machine is to me is what is intuitiveness. And I say to you about being intuitive, you may think you have intuition, and maybe you do, maybe you don't, but even if you have intuition, that intuition can be overcome by identity crisis inside that you do not know and have. Identity crisis, what does that mean? It means, of course, that the psychiatrists, they mention bringing home the enemy, for example, for PTSD. But that's as close as they get to the fact that you have an identity that speaks through you and thinks through you. But when you were born, you had a clear mind. Where animals don't have a clear mind, they have a program, and they come in with that program, and they respond to the programmed mother. Respond to it. There's nothing new for a cow, a dog, or a pig, or a worm. There's something unbelievably magical in the fact that you exist and know that you exist. They don't know they exist. Your dog doesn't know it's existing. It looks like it. It looks like I have a doggy conscience, but that's all it is. It's beautiful. It's trainable. Most every animal is trainable to some degree. It will listen to the strongest influence, especially of its own kind. Otherwise, if it's not its own kind, it gets eaten. It can go along with its leader, but not with another creature's leader. We're looking around, seeing whom he devour, as the Bible says it. So, look, if you will please, the last couple of evenings, I found intelligent life on planet Earth. There was two beautiful ones, actually three. And we spent a lot of time together. But as it happened, I'm not going to go over what happened with it, but it was astonishingly beautiful, because you could see the person getting better. You can see the person grasping, oh, that's so simple. I didn't see that before. But my job is to open up the seeing, the perceiving, not just seeing. If you just look at Obama with your eyes and not your heart or your spirit, you will not catch him. He will take you over, not just once, but twice. And if you're not careful, there'll be martial law, and it'll be forever. You've got to be very careful. You got your candidate on the right. All of a sudden you find that they're no damn good either. And their country was falling apart a long time before that. I've got an article I wrote in one of the magazines, New Dimension magazine. We had that, and we lost it because, well, for other reasons. We had sort of 70,000 in progress in distribution. And it's a long story. Always trying to help, just for what is the Worth Department. We did an article on abortion, which was so powerful that we know for sure that 10,000 children are walking around because of this article. Because we told 100,000 on top of the ones we normally send to our subscribers. And, of course, that went away. And then we had a network. Meaning I was involved in it, in the process of talk radio. And it was bigger than ABC at one time, 800 stations, with all the best talk show hosts, besides a few others. There were other places. But I'm still here. And nothing's going to stop me as long as I have freedom of speech. I will be here for you. All you need is to support my program. And I'm just looking at this magazine here and tempted to talk about what's there in the 1990s. What was going on today was going on there, exactly the same thing. We had the smallest military, and everything that's happening here was happening there. But now it's happening worse, duplicating itself three times as more, if I cut the bad English, badly, more badly, more detrimental, more dangerous. Exactly the same thing. It just evolved that way. And up rose the devil to make you feel better, because your moral condition required sense of worth, because you've lost the sense of worth by the means I shall discuss just now. So if you possess a time machine that enabled you to see in the future, for example, so that, of course, you could actually glimpse the outcome of your own decisions before you ever made them, guess what? You would still make the same mistakes. And if you succeed in what you thought you would achieve, and you achieve them, the more you achieve, the more you want to achieve, because there's something about having an achievement and getting something you want that wears away. It doesn't have what you think that's in it. See? And so then you make another. Well, it worked for me the first time. You've got the energy, you got the high that you got from achieving something. So therefore, it seems to be working. And so, you want more. Everybody who has aimed for material things and doesn't follow the time-honored thoughts of the Bible, and he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all other things shall be added to you. Whoops! And then you have the right story. You have the right writer to give you the decision, to give you the timing of everything, so that it's his story writing through you, bearing witness to the God in all of us. See, my job is to help you not make decisions in an attempt to fill the emptiness of your life. Because if you make those decisions, or think you make those decisions because something in you is making them and making you successful to the point where you get dizzy in doing things, and the more you get, the more you want, and the more you get, the more you want, and pretty soon the dissatisfaction appears more quickly. And so after a while, you get worn out and you can't anymore. And all of a sudden, doubt and fear and anxiety fall upon you. And that's if you're successful. And if you're not successful, you go down and depressed. And doctors try to fix you. And yes, you live longer, but then the success of the doctor's medicine only let you live longer, because it hasn't touched the core of why you are that way. To make it simple, as simple as I can make it, which makes it more difficult to understand because I have to explain a lot of things, lots and lots and lots and lots of words. But because it's so simple, it's hard to grasp. It's almost say, it can't be that simple. Yes, it can. But first of all, you have to make it complicated to consider that what you're missing is simple. Look, one and one makes two. And then there has to be zero and one. But zero is not nothing, is it? It's a no thing. That's all. And that is enough to tell you there's a no thing creating things. Just the mathematics itself has it hidden in there, doesn't it? But it's all based on what zero, one, doesn't it? And then your computer runs on zeros and ones. It doesn't use anything else. That's the base. It's as simple as that. Now, you've got something complicated. The iPhone is complicated. All kinds of devices like that. Complicated, 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 more complicated. The whole universe is complicated. But it has a simple beginning. But what we're looking for, what I'm really looking for, is humans. All of a sudden, humans appear. And then, so all hell can break loose, or the kingdom of heaven can come to the... All right, so let me continue just a little bit. Does anybody have cancer? Now, how many people listening right now have cancer or know somebody has cancer? I can explain it to you. But will the explanation cure you? It could, but it also could be disturbing. So disturbing you might die quicker from cancer. And you're better off not to hear me. Because I'm going to tell you truth. Now, truth is not this glass of milk is on the table. That's the truth. That's not the kind of truth I'm talking about. The truth that sets you free. And that truth is intuitive. It's an intuitive thing. You cannot learn it. You dare not learn it. You dare not commit the Bible to verse and chapter and stand on the stage of life as a performer on the stage of life. Can't do that. Don't dare. Don't try. The secret is not in human vocabulary. It is there if something more, something that created the ability to speak. Animals have a way of communicating, but us, we have very sophisticated ways of talking. And you must be very careful of how you listen to authority. There must be no authority whatsoever in your life. No authority in the sense that this is now it comes to a difficult why in the road. Because there are two of those forces that you can respond to. The dark side of the force. The dark side of the force is what you experience when you come into the world and you were born. And so you say to yourself, well, you could have a nice family, but still something's wrong. I had a lady last night that called in. She says she has a 15-year-old son and he wants him to go to a certain school. But he is insisting on going to that school and to get those degrees, but the boy has intuition where the father doesn't. And the mother calls me. She says, what do I have to do? I see what he sees and he's beginning to resent his father and possibly reject. He's got two choices. This is not what I said to her, but I'm going to add it in just the same. Two choices. He becomes very bright and gets rewarded for his conformity. Bang! His life is over. It is. And I said to the lady, and she may be listening tonight, I said, how old is the boy? 15. Okay. She says, I don't know what to do. I said, this is what I suggest you do, that you obey your father, because he means well, but he doesn't do well. He doesn't see it. He got programmed that way. So therefore he's doing to his child. Because he's successful. She didn't tell me he's successful. I'm sure he's a doctor, a psychiatrist, or a scientist, or whatever it is. He's making good money. Because he is pushing intellectual knowledge. So it guarantees you to be successful. It does not. It's brainwashing. And the brainwashing, when you make a demand on the children, what they need to learn, It needs to be voluntary. Learning needs to be acceptable to the children, to common sense. You need to appeal to the sensibility of a child who knows right from wrong from the day they're born, whereby you have lost your way. Yes. And that a child will also lose that way if you perpetuate what was done to you or try to avoid the kind of life that was done to you. Because that's all there is. But there is, how can I say that? It's the choices you're given. Go along and become one of them. Or rebel and not become one of them. Don't learn. You know, see? Don't learn or do learn. And don't challenge the teacher or the professor. Because the professor, if he be what most of them are, machines that know everything but lots of words but nothing, but they are, you are put in their command. And that is not healthy unless you are willing to let your child and discuss education with your child and tell them that if they disagree with something, there's two options. They can put it in short memory and you can forget it, like telephone numbers. Or you can grasp it and see in it what's being said, even though the teacher doesn't see it themselves. And where you see the teacher teaching you something that does not make sense, and you have that within you, and you have to verify to your child that it's better to fail in school and succeed in life. And it goes wrong if you don't do this properly. To fail in school is not to be rebellious against the teacher who shoves it down your throat, see, and calls you stupid if you don't grasp it, because it's not healthy to take it mechanically. You need to understand it. It needs to be explained. You need to have a patient teacher who will take his time to help. And that not only just to one, as this program progresses, if one of you will make a call, 800-866-8883, I will show you if the caller is intelligent. Yes, intelligently inquiring, like I would if I was a pupil, then we have something magical goes between us. Let's see. Let's go to Anthony in Arkansas. Hello, Anthony. What can I do for you?
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Masters? I have a family member that has cancer, and I'm still praying for a miracle for this cancer to be removed. You had asked about if anyone knew anyone or that had cancer to call in, and that's why I was, you know, kind of calling
in. Can you hold in a minute? You don't have the cancer, though, do you?
No.
That's difficult, because I can't explain it to you. I can explain it to your uncle, because he needs it, and you don't. You don't need it, so the knowledge will go over your head. Well, I understand from David, who was talking to you, Anthony, that your uncle, 860 years old?
Yes.
He's in hospital. They've given up on him?
Hospice. Yes.
Oh, that's not good. Could you have him call me Could you put him on the line? Is he available now?
No, he's not. I'm about 2 hours away from him right now.
I tell you what, if when you get there, please put the phone in his ear. Have him listen to my program just a little bit to see if he sees what I'm saying. And if he's inclined to listen, then I will spend the whole hour on him.
Okay.
Understand, but you know, I don't mean now. When you get there, I will spend 2 hours, 1 hour on him, and more if necessary, if I see a sparkle of life in him. Accept what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, so you do that for me.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Encourage yourself. And one of the things you could do first is to get a copy of the 7-minute meditation. You can download it. Do you have an iPhone and a computer or something like that?
Yes, sir. I'm already doing the meditation myself.
Okay, well, just put it in his ears. Say, listen to this first. And make sure it's only 7 minutes, the 7-minute one. That's all.
Okay.
See what happens. And you'll see a miracle. If it's in him to see it, it's not in everybody to see it. They'd rather be dead than wrong.
Okay.
Many of us don't want to see what's wrong with us. And I can tell you, I'm offending a lot of people by saying the things I'm saying. That's why I don't have that many calls. Okay?
Yes, sir. I think that's why I called first.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for taking the trouble. I'm looking forward to help your uncle. Okay, now we're going to go. Let me take the study on cancer. Let me just blossom into this. Where should we start? Well, the latest, which I haven't read for a long time, latest scientists make a pronouncement with guided imagery techniques and things like that, as if it was a brand new discovery. And I'm speaking about 40 years ago now, and I haven't read much since then because I'm the one that writes about it in different ways and will explain it, how it works, if you will call me, 800-866-8883. Professor Leslie Walker, I've got to give him the name. He's probably dead from cancer himself right now. Director of the Institute, and I'm reading something of rehabilitation and pharmacology health at the University of Hull in Northern England. Guided imagery, she said, could also help patients to cope better with the disease, but doesn't say that it will cure them with that disease. Coping. What does it mean, coping? So anyway, we're going to go into this. I'm going to go into this when we come back, because half of you are going to die from cancer. And the other half are going to die from all the different sicknesses come from, what's the other one? Goliath. Diabetes, yes. Thank you. The other one is forgetfulness. Be good.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I'm just touching on the subject of science of cancer. And the gentleman didn't have it himself. His uncle, we had made an agreement for him to get to that uncle's bed and call me maybe sometime this week. But the problem with temporary psychology is that it's godless. Just like science is godless. I just want to stop there for a minute. If we know that mass spins, everything spins forever and ever and ever, never stops, that's something that's impossible, isn't it? If you see a windmill turning, and you didn't know there was, you were just a kid, what makes it work? And then you see it when the windmill stops when there's no wind. And then you can't see the wind. Maybe the wind is where the windmill is and you're not there. So you must consider that something you can't see is making turning that windmill. So matter, little tiny bits of matter, as small as you make them, the very smallest dark energy, dark matter, dark energy driving the windmills of dark matter. See, still dark, too small to see, to understand. There's got to be a wind. Has to be a wind. It can't, nothing solid can exist and create from itself something to exist. There's got to be a background to everything, beginning with that. And that's the same thing with your health in the negative. It's in the positive, there's an original cause. And anybody who has any brains can see there's got to be a wind of some kind that pervades the universe and keeps things spinning from the little to the big. You'd only have one theory that way. You don't need the two that strike fire with each other. See, so I'm saying in the negative, if you understand there's got to be a cause for disease, the disease is everywhere, but you see the dog next door doesn't get it. He may eat something and have heartworms and get that and he dies. And some have resistance to heartworms and they don't need any medicine. They don't die. But we're all born basically to a greater degree with an immune system and everything that works for us. So if we cut ourselves, all the little things, little creatures come in and do their thing. There's got to be, but when that doesn't work, there's got to be a reason why it doesn't work. Especially when you come into a country where you have everything you need. Even the poorest of the poor have as much as we have, and they don't have to work. But they still have. We still have the same problems, don't we? Poor people on welfare die from cancer, and rich people die from cancer. Why that? What happens to the immune system? Why do they want to take the immune system out? When the immune system is what they really need. It's all stupid. I don't know. But see, you've got to start with that concept. And the problem with contemporary psychiatry and psychology is that it's godless, just like science. See, I understand science, the origin of the universe, the way I understand everything. It's got to be something metaphysical becoming physical. 0 + 1. 0, 1. You need the 0 for the 1. 0 is not nothing. And so gravity is our 0. And the metaphysical forces that produce that wind, which is infinitely powerful, infinitely long, and so on, infinitely everything. There's got to be something like that. But if you look at people's illnesses and sickness like this, you will see that while a cow can eat grass, and there doesn't seem to be much protein in grass, and a parrot eats seeds, and only eats seeds, and it lives for 100 years, then it doesn't die. It stays in it talks to you for 100 years. They live for a long time. We should live for a long time too. Even if, so you got the cow somehow, you know, eats the grass, and somehow there's not very much protein in there, but look how much protein, look how much muscle, look what it gets from the grass. Magic. And then the milk. Oops, the milk is the same formula. Wow. The grass is better, the milk is better, but the same formula, same percentages. All the cows everywhere. And mother's milk. Where's that come from? How does it know? How does it know to make that formula? How does a snake know how to put its fangs in you and digest you? How does it get that formula? That's intelligence. Intelligence design. And so I say there's an intelligence in our world, in your life, but the animals that we're talking about don't have God. They don't have eternal life. Human beings are something special. And we, there's a system that's set in progress that I speak about every single day. And I'll say it right now, just quickly, because then you may want to call me about this, because I've said it so many times, but just let me give you a little piece of it. Adam is the first kind of man. There might have been other men, creatures, but this is a special kind of creature. And his name was Adam. And he took a piece of Adam and cloned that little piece, that rib, into a woman. And she was called woman. A man with a womb. I think we have men with wombs these days, if you don't mind me saying so. It's crazy. But only him. It was said, this person, you Adam, you can have anything you want except that tree. You can have eternal life, the tree of eternal life. But then we had Eve, and on the side of Eve was an intelligence, a metaphysical intelligence, which was the result of the fall of the war of the spiritual world, war in that world, that realm. It fell to earth. They are there. And they live through us. And it spoke through Eve because she was further away from God and she didn't have the instructions. It was the man. And then the game began. I didn't die. See, maybe God is just testing you to see if you're a man and rebel. You could, with the argument, it could be anything. And then he fell, and everything changed. All of a sudden, the shock was tremendous, and he saw he was naked. Was it means that his senses awakened, especially the sexual one? And so from that point forward, the human race was separated from him who created. But that was design. That was meant because God knew that if he made a million creatures like that, that could not possibly deal with temptation. They were too childish, so to speak, not up to the intelligence of the evil that had no body, but was looking for a body to live through, which is yours, by the way. Which is yours. So he makes the excuse. And then he has to cast out of the garden, and it took a long time for him to adapt to human food, the foods of the trees, of where he once was. He began to become an animal in conflict with its human potential. Now, she gives birth to the first two boys. One kills the other. That's how quickly temptation began to spread to the human race, as in through one man's sin, and death through sin spread to the human race like a virus. See? So what you have elected, what you've got as a sickness is the fact of being born into a culture. In America, we have, or we had, and we're losing, but let me say we have to some degree, a span of life and freedom to make our mistakes and to let the dark side that comes through all the generations, all your grandma, great-grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandfather, and all have the same mistakes, all drunks and all doing the same things, messing around with other women. It's all the same. There's no difference. Everybody's done the same, and everybody dies the same way. And there's only been 1% of the whole human race that ever lived in freedom in the last 10,000 years. That's 1%. That's how hard it is, and how hard we fought our soldiers when they procured it. We had to attempt to somehow preserve it, and but preservation has come through finding what Adam lost. And that is it. So your parents may not have it. And because they don't have it, they infect you. That's right. If you're born from a cannibal mother, you'll be a cannibal person. And if you're not going to be, but there's no freedom to see that something wrong with cannibalism. So you get eaten if you have a little brightness in your eye. And in America, if you have a little brightness in your eye, all the school kids will, and the teacher will hate you and make you think there's something wrong with you. And your parents will send you those schools because they came from the same schools and they were programmed. And they listen to their mothers and fathers and messing with each other. And you have the problem with your dad being weak, and your dad in compensating for being weak. He is too strong. He is too mean. But he's learned to get his way when he's mean. Or he learns to get his way by being appeasing to his wife. And then either way, what's wrong with the human race is still subject to women, who's subject to what's on the other side of the force. Women are closer to the other side of the force. It's not their fault. They need to have the love, have the hell loved out of them, not embraced into them. So men must be very careful before you get married. You need virtue. Gentlemen, you need virtue. She's not something you want to mess around with. You're not something, she's not a dog. She's a woman. She's not a female. How dare you call a woman a female? How dare you take that word? A woman, even in the worst condition, is a woman. And then when she is loved properly, she is a lady. And if she goes further, she can be a princess. And it takes a man. The story always is Prince Charming, Cinderella. Always that kind of thing. The one that saves her from the dark side of the force. So must you be that. And if you are that, she won't eat you. And you. She'll take your life. How's that? Oh, hello. I thought, I'm still alive, am I? So what I'm trying to say is that people eat each other. Now, I don't mean that they, ISIS says, there are people that eat each other, but not because they're hungry, because they want the other person, they want the glory of the other person's spirit added to their own, which is ridiculous. But ISIS does the same thing. It hates goodness. It hates little children. Even your classroom teacher can hate the bold little child that seems to want to hold something to his heart. And he sees what's wrong with the teacher and sees what's wrong with his mom and dad, but is helpless before the pressure. And it gets to him. And I'm hoping I'm talking to a lot of people like that. It's not that education is bad. Is that you can have it in front of you, and what do you choose? What course of life do you have? What kind of person? What are you interested in? What were you here for? But every skill and every talent is understanding it, not merely learning it. Yes, you can learn it. The Chinese do this; they have the best. I'll give you an example. They have the best educational system maybe on earth. They give everybody wonderful opportunity. And so they become psychiatrists, and they become scientists, doctors, whatever it is they do. But they have to get it, no matter how, the training is excellent. But at the end, they spend about 5 or 6 months giving them a lot of stuff to put to memory, which is all nonsense, in a manner of speaking. It's diddly stuff. And it's not necessary. is not intuitive. You have to have it. And you have to work 20 hours, day and night, until you start to accept it. And then you get your degree, otherwise you don't. But then you now have lost your intuition, and you can't rebel against the system. You're part of it. That's it. In America, it could be different, but it's becoming the same, isn't it?
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, maybe we'd better come back to cancer, because I started to talk to a gentleman that called, but he didn't have it, and that sort of left me, you know, to try to pick it up where we could have had a wonderful conversation. And that could still happen, because we have a little while after the break here. But here, there are three components. You need to understand the dynamic of, you know, I started to talk about the dynamic, the beginning of the universe, and something from what, not nothing, but nothing. And the spinning of a windmill means that there's a wind blowing it, and I was saying there's something invisible that keeps matter spinning. But a scientist doesn't see that. It just knows it has spin, and it will spin, and it will spin, and spin. It doesn't give an explanation. I think they called it the laws of conservation and momentum, which is stupid. You know, for billions of years, oxygen becomes, ionized with hydrogen, and it becomes water. Water evaporates, and then plants, and the sunlight comes on, and plants, you know, use it to grow. Everybody eats it, and everything eats it, and it comes out of the bowel, and it goes in the ground, and it evaporates, and it turns back into. It's still hydrogen, it's still oxygen, it's still everything, and nothing's changing, all moving at the same speed. And without wind, without something to push it, doesn't make sense. Not sense at all. But I'm saying your problem is the same way. There's something invisible that's driving you. But there's two invisibles. One is evil, metaphysical. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but it's in a person. And it comes through the generations. Or if you look at your generations, they all got the same problem, dying from the same diseases, drugs, alcohol, women. The country came from chaos. But noblemen died to bring us freedom. And freedom is not free. You have to stand up for it. But you see, But even America, as the freest country on the earth, we tend to use freedom to abuse it and use the freedom in a different way, free to do wrong. And the temptation is to do wrong. And those forces in this world, as you come into this world, there are forces there that, beginning with your own parents, who do not know what they do. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They do their best, or they do their worst, but even the best is not the best. It's better, but not perfect. They're not perfect. So be ye therefore perfect. What is that? We talk about it. But if you knew what perfect was, if you could find the beginning of who you are, and the beginning of what everything is with you in it, then you become transformed. You beginning to transform into what Jesus promised us that we shall have, eternal life. And he put himself through that, everything, much worse than you have to suffer. Much worse. Although people suffer much worse unnecessarily because the failing of, general failing of Christianity, not being as pure as it should be, having many, many different organizations and interpretations, cannot be as strong as it should be. And they end up dying like flies in the Far East. And American people who are Christians, who should know better about that, are dying from cancer and things like that. It's almost embarrassing. Because even Moses, when he spoke about the Ten Commandments, he says, if you can keep those, and you can't. But he said, if you can keep these, none of these diseases will fall upon you. And he gave a whole list of them. He's dead right. I've been through the medical things, and I've learned something from those experiences. And I almost died three times. I'm all right now, but I didn't need any of those operations to begin with. It all began with me swimming in the ocean and getting a parasite inside me, and they couldn't deal with that properly until it affected my heart, etc., etc. And it goes on like that. But eventually, as God would have it, a friend who's a cancer specialist, who became a friend, and he was sort of awed by what I was saying. He would come to me and bring, we'd have dinner together. He'd play the piano. And one day he brings in the books, all the books he had, and with a little book on top called the Merck Manual. And I was going to read all those books, no way. But the little book on the top is the Merck Manual. And when I went through it, it was parasites. It immediately went to it. It was like a gift, like magic. He sent me to all the doctors. They couldn't fix it. They didn't understand it. And I had it 4 years. I was dying. But it was parasite. And I said, that's it. I went to the doctor. I said, give me metronidazole. See, I knew what it was. It said so. And it usually kills all of those. And I was right. The diagnosis was that I swim in the ocean. I swim up and down. I have a house on the water, and it was very inexpensive. I only paid 50 grand from it. It took me 40 years to pay it off. But then it became an expensive piece of property, but I used to swim in front of that house. I had a boat too, but I swim lots. I got that parasite in there. And then it was too late for me. And then other things happened. I survived it all. And I found the key to surviving everything. Call me about cancer. If you will, I will help you. 800-866-8883. All right. Please go to my website, FHU.com, and download the no cost, no charge, for a 7-minute meditation that will introduce you to the way. That's it. Only 7 minutes. Give me 7 minutes. That's all. If it works, if it does some good for you, support my program. It's important. Because I don't take advertisers. This is not commercial. Just support me and pay it forward. As I mend you, you make sure I have a replacement of money to mend up.